Well, I think indeed it was a very good performance playing Crystal Palace, who are competing for the fourth place in Champions League. Very good team. It's very difficult to play them here, but I think we played very well organized, tactically well organized, not dropping back except the first 5 or 10 minutes when they came. But for the rest, we tried to get defensively organization as well as possible, and not by dropping back, but to seek and search for the ball as soon as possible. But you have to do that in a good organized block.
What does a performance like that do for you as in terms of how you feel Chelsea can go on over the course of the rest of the season?
Well, it's rather difficult. Normally, Chelsea should be in always competing for the top positions. But coming from that far, it's mathematically possible to go in the fourth position. But with this strength of this league, it's difficult, very difficult. But if we play like today with this discipline and on top using the quality of the players, yeah, then we don't know. Then as long as it's possible, we will go on.
It was interesting to hear you mention in the press conference just now that we're talking about Hazard and Willian and Oscar, and you were saying that they started working, they started tackling. Has that been a bit of a problem then for Chelsea? They haven't worked hard enough?
Not. I don't ask them to go and tackle, but it's a consequence of their attitude now. I think everyone in nowadays football and especially in this league has to work very hard for the team, and also if it's not their main quality, they have to get this responsibility and obligation to do so. And that's what they are doing. And then on top of that, they can use the quality and the other players, they help out.
John Obi Mikel was excellent today. He's often overlooked. What did you make of his performance?
Very well. But I knew him, and I saw him already on when I started the first training just around the Sunderland game. I saw him already, in small training games. I saw him playing, and I saw his smile, and I think he's still there where I like him to be, and I know he can be of big value and bringing balance in the team.
And what's the situation with Eden Hazard?
He slipped away, and that's why he had a little bit problems in his groins.
The team looked very together today, Justin. Looked like they were really enjoying their football. Have you worked on that side of things at all, on bonding the team, on creating an environment in which they're going to enjoy themselves more?
When a player enjoys what he's doing, then his quality will explore. But it demands some giving. It's not just taking, it's giving. And giving is yourself in team tactical. And if they are willing, and they were willing to do so already, not now, but also the previous game where we conceded a little bit unlucky goals against Watford. But the team is willing, and also the players who normally don't do that, they are willing to do so. And that's what I ask from the team. That's just basic things, for me, basic things. And when they do that, and then, they feel, hey, it's okay. Then they start enjoying the game. And when one enjoys the game, he's performing normally very well.
And do you think there was also a bit of professional pride involved in that Chelsea are the champions and it has been so bad this season that they've got together and thought,
of course,
it's embarrassing, we can't have this?
Of course. Where as a manager, you play a bit on in with the players. It's a normal reaction when a team has won a championship that they might get a little bit complacent. And then you look in, hey, then they forget to do this extra, figuratively, this extra step to perform as they did and try to get them back in how they can perform.
Is this team starting to remind you of the Chelsea team when you were here last time?
This is a very, how shall I say, they like to play. They like to play. The only worry I have then when they start playing that they forget that there is a goal on the other side of the pitch. And that's what we emphasized in the previous days also. I see you're playing. I see you're training. You enjoy playing. But you have to materialize it. And that's they were focused on materializing it today.